Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 to 22, we read, Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, He is out of his mind. And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, He is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons, he is driving out demons. There were many people who had their ideas about Jesus. Their conclusions were often based on what they observed, and sometimes what they assumed. These personal ideas often led to the wrong conclusion. This is why I need to rely on the testimony of scriptures and the gift of faith. Through these gracious gifts, I can arrive at the right conclusion. This is important because during this life, I will need to rely on Jesus. If I allow the world to influence me, I might come to the same conclusion his family did. Jesus is out of his mind. How can anyone promise or do what Jesus did? I might also be led to the same faulty conclusion the teachers of the law had. Jesus couldn't possibly be God. He must be some kind of demon who masquerades as an agent of good. Only the scriptures lead me to the right conclusion. God's word reveals what I need to know and believe. In its inspired and error-free testimony, I come to know the truth, and that truth is precious. Jesus came as my substitute to do what was impossible for me to accomplish. Jesus came as my Savior to rescue me from the judgment I deserved for my sin. Jesus came as the Son of God to secure my victory over death and hell. It is only through the witness of the Scriptures that I can know the truth, and what a blessed truth it is. God's word leads me to the only right conclusion. Jesus is God's Son and my Savior. O gracious Father in heaven, I know I am easily confused and distracted. By your holy word, increase my faith to confess with confidence, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.